This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. You're welcome to join us here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. It is the live Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Coming up, we got Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. We'll also hear from Ron Paul on why he has remained principled, why he refuses to compromise. From his own website, ronpaul.com. And I think this is particularly important, even though it's several months old at this point. You know, Ron Paul, what he writes is timeless. And this is, I think, all the more important when we have Gary Johnson, for instance, as the political candidate for the Libertarian Party, which has caused quite a bit of internal conflict within the Libertarian community.
Some angst.
Yeah, many libertarians are saying, well, we need Gary Johnson to water down the message, to make it appeal to a broader audience. And others, like myself or Daryl, who's another co-host here on Free Talk Live, have said, no, we need candidates who are going to stick to principles.
I'm pretty sure the people wouldn't be saying watered down, but go ahead.
Well, that's what they're talking about, though. Stick to principles, stick to explaining what non-aggression is, the idea that it's not okay. To use violence or the threat of violence to achieve political or social goals, which is what libertarians are supposed to believe. But unfortunately, folks like Gary Johnson have been muddling the waters and making it very difficult for people to actually grasp what libertarianism is.
So, I'm happy to say that I've been condemned for purism in this election cycle.
Who condemned you?
Rich Paul.
Yes. Yes, he was condemning towards me and Daryl as well. He says we're ruining the movement, or ruining the party in this case.
I wish you'd stop doing that.
Apparently, I just can't help myself, Mark. So we're going to get back into that here in a moment. We got Tony first, though, in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via the app. Go ahead, Tony.
Good evening. The Federal Arbitration Act is a denial of the Seventh Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Recently, I believe it was DirecTV, people try to get together and take them to court. But because of the Federal Arbitration Act, you cannot take any business to court and sue by trial.
No, that's certainly... Now, wait a minute. You're talking about when they have an arbitration provision in their contract, right?
No, it's mandatory. There is no provision. It is mandatory. No state judge, no federal judge, constitution, the Supreme Court ruled and made a Federal Arbitration Act. It is pervasive. There is no exceptions. You cannot go to trial and sue a business.
The Federal Arbitration Act, according to Wikipedia, is an act of Congress that provides for judicial facilitation of private dispute resolution through arbitration. It applies in both state and federal courts and was held as constitutional in Southland Court versus Keating. It applies where the transaction contemplated by the parties involves interstate commerce and is predicated on an exercise of the Commerce Clause powers granted to Congress in the U.S. Constitution. It provides for contractually based, compulsory, and binding arbitration. That's the key, contractually based. It allows for these companies to put wording in their contracts that says, if you have a problem with DirecTV service,
you agree to go to arbitration.
I've seen this in the contracts.
But I'm trying to tell you, it's mandatory. Every contract written in the United States has to have, by law, of the United States Supreme Court has to have mandatory arbitration. You have no choice. Every contract is under that pervasive law. You can't decide you don't want to put that in a contract. Then you're violating the decree of the United States Supreme Court. Now, when you're in arbitration...
I'm going to have to take your word for it here. I mean, obviously, you sound like you've done more research on it, but the summaries of this do not make it sound like it's mandatory. It just finds that those provisions in contracts are legitimate, meaning that if that's in a contract, and it frequently is, whether it's mandatory or not, I think is really the only thing that's in question here. If that appears in a contract, then this says that's legal.
Well, it's the Constitution. The United States Supreme Court, if Thomas Jefferson was alive, he would call that judicial tyranny. You can't take away the rights of people because you invoke a law that is not constitutional.
You have the right to contract, and if the contract specifies arbitration, then you go to arbitration. If you don't want that, you can try to scratch it out of the contract or find another bit.
You can't. That's my whole point. It's the word mandatory means by law. It's in every business contract. No citizen could take a business to court by trial. The arbitration denies you the court by trial.
And well, there's a reason why people want to go to arbitration, because it's faster. You don't have the waiting that's involved with government courts.
No, that's not true. No, you can't go to trial, so you have no other alternative. Now, the Constitution states in every court, in every stage, you have the right to be represented by counsel. But if you bring a lawyer into an arbitration hearing, that's not a legitimate court.
Well, wait a second. Are you saying that that DirecTV is going to be, the CEO is going to show up at your court case? Surely they're sending lawyers.
I'm trying to explain. Arbitration is not a legitimate
court. Have you been to arbitration?
Yes.
You have. Okay. What was the circumstance where you went to arbitration?
You mean my personal – I don't want to get into personal accounts. I'm just telling you that in the United States, no business can be sued by trial.
All right. So no business is being sued today or tomorrow. It's not happening?
By trial.
All right. Tony, thank you. Yep, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, I don't know if I believe him on that.
I can't believe that. Yeah, it's impossible to believe.
Come on.
Yeah. Anything can be. I mean, the Supreme Court's made some crazy rulings. It's not impossible to believe, but it does sound real weird.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. First up, we got James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Anything else you want to say, Minister Edge?
You just called in, so you get to say stuff. Go ahead.
It's a joke about last night's segment.
You know, all right, well, I wasn't here, and many of our listeners weren't listening, so you got to stop going back into time here. You got to stop going back into time, James, because you got to understand we're doing a show now for the people that are listening right now. So if you want to talk about something fresh, something new, that would be appreciated, but just keep referencing old shows. It's not going to work.
Again, Minister Bernard. Minister Edge gets the joke because he is one.
He's not laughing.
He was saying, I know, because the joke is aimed at him.
Because you're not funny.
He's not supposed to laugh. He's supposed to have self-reflection. And he's saying I'm a dangerous individual that wants to murder his wife and child and told me to rot in hell in yesterday's episode, Ian Bernard, if you didn't hear it.
Well, maybe you shouldn't threaten the man. I mean, maybe you shouldn't threaten his family.
I didn't threaten him at all.
I've read some threats written by you,
James. This is why I call you a liar, James. Listen to me. The reason I call you a liar is all anybody has to do, and every time you say, I didn't do it, I'm going to bring this up. You just have to go to Things James Wittekind Says on Facebook and look at the months and months and months of threats and threatening statements and, you know, just the vitriol out there.
Yeah, and by the way, James, I have placed your email into the spam folder, so anything that you email me is going to automatically go into
that
the spam
folder. In case
you haven't put me back on Skype, even though you've said multiple times you have, Anyway, but, that's okay.
Yeah, I unblocked you on Skype, James. So, you're full of it. Thanks for the call. Nope. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'll double-check the block list, but I'm pretty certain I removed him
Who
from
cares?
It.
You don't have to deal with this vitriolic, insane man? Good.
He'll call in anyway.
Your life's
I'd rather
better.
Have him on Skype if I'm going to have him calling in.
The I'd rather have him in jail.
Well, he hasn't actually done anything.
He's threatened my life and the wife's life.
Well, apparently the police don't care about that.
They don't.
This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Tonight, in studio on this live Sunday edition, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, healthcare in the United States is all messed up. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We'll go back to your calls here in a moment, but I was just looking a little bit more about the Federal Arbitration Act, and in any kind of summary of the act, now obviously I'm not going to read however long this damn act happens to be. I'm sure it's very lengthy.
Boring summaries.
But the summary here from practicallaw.com, which is a site for lawyers, it's new to practical law. We offer lawyers a better place to start. So this is a summary that is written for attorneys. And it says that the statute, the Federal Arbitration Act, was enacted in 1925 that provides the basic legal principles applicable to arbitration in the U.S. Its core principle is that arbitration agreements involving interstate or foreign commerce must be considered as valid, irrevocable, and enforceable. So under the FAA, an arbitrator's decision binds the parties unless the arbitration or the arbitrator was fundamentally unfair. So it's basically an act saying arbitration's legal if you want to use it. And most companies want to use it because it's more efficient than going to the court system.
They certainly don't use the term mandatory in there.
So, yeah, there's nothing in here. If the core principle of this act was to mandate arbitration in commercial matters, that would be what the summary says. So I don't believe Tony when he says that arbitration provisions are mandatory. They're just the sensible thing for companies to do. They do arbitration
because... court system sucks.
Right, because the court system takes forever to resolve a process, to resolve whatever the case was that was put before it. And it's more expensive. So these companies want to lower costs. They want to, you know, get these things done with. And the American Arbitration Association or whatever competitors they have are able to do it more effectively and more affordably. And that's why you'll see arbitration provisions in nearly every corporate contract that you ever sign. That's why. So, toll-free number tonight, maybe you're an attorney and you know, can get
no
a little
better
more,
than us.
More detail. You're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Further, the FAA consists of two chapters. And by the way, all 50 states and the District of Columbia have enacted arbitration laws of their own to address issues the FAA does not address. The two chapters, Chapter 1 contains the general principles applicable to all arbitrations that fall under the FAA. It provides the FAA applies to any type of arbitration agreement that is in writing and relates to a maritime transaction or transaction involving interstate or foreign commerce. And further, Chapter 2 incorporates the Convention of the Recognition and Enforcement of Foreign Arbitral Awards, whatever that is, into U.S. law. So there you go. It's a summary of the Federal Arbitration Act as we go to your calls and thoughts. To Justin, listening in Michigan to WZTK. Hey, Justin.
How's it going? I think I want to try to explain what Tony was trying to say. Okay, let's see
what,
a business.
What?
Tony was trying to say.
Let's see a business.
All right,
okay, let's
please.
Say a business is run by a CEO, and that business puts out a car like a Pinto, and it knows people are going to die. Okay, technically that CEO commits murder, and CEOs do it all the time, trying to put a bunch of, when they're put all that lead paint in children's toys, they executed a bunch of the CEOs. Okay, you cannot sue that CEO. You'd have to sue the business. And no one that is running those business can help be held criminally responsible for any of their actions, of course, unless the U.S. government brought them up on charges. But you could not.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the Arbitration Act. That has to do with the way corporations are set up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's under corporation law, and I bet you arbitration law goes into it. I just think that's what you're trying to say. I'm not an expert on
it. No, what Tony was saying was that he was saying that he believes the Federal Arbitration Act mandates arbitration provisions in contracts. I was saying that, no, that's not true. They just appear everywhere because it's the sensible thing to do. Now, as far as suing a corporation is concerned, that's one of the benefits of corporations is they protect their agents or they protect their primary board members or whatever from some level of responsibility, personal responsibility for the actions of the corporation.
Sure, the government gives out these corporate titles, and in exchange they get money, and they create this from the beginning.
Right, and
the Pirate Party of Iceland is that's one of the things that they would like to put a stop to,
corporate personhood.
Okay, you're right. So
see, that's our thing. The business is not a person. The business is not a business, and then it's not. Even though it's conducting business as anybody else would be doing, or as anything else, and it's ran by people, it's not considered people, I think is what he's trying to say. I mean, obviously, I don't know. I'm not going to get into the weeds about the law because I don't know the law. And I'm sure some special interest took it back in 1929 and put pressure on government to look at it that way because they benefit from it, because corporations have done all kinds of crooked things through the years to people.
Sure, and especially the ones that are called the municipal corporations. They're the worst of the worst. The governments are corporations as well.
Most definitely. Exactly. It was probably written by them to protect them.
Of course it was. Thanks, Justin, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Right. I mean, the government protects corporations because the corporations are the government's buddy.
It's children. The government creates corporations.
The government is a corporation. Is a corporation that creates corporations.
Yeah, it's an organization that has claimed for itself incorporation and has claimed the ability to provide incorporation. Where do they get this ability?
It's legal land. It's legal mumbo-jumbo. I mean, it's essentially legal magic tricks. We, the lawyers, wave our magical lawyer wands and have declared that this file folder with this paperwork in it is a person. Bing! And now it has rights, and it can own things, and it can, work within the legal system, and... it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. I mean, the idea of corporations are crazy, but unfortunately, that's the world that we live in, and you can have benefits accrued to yourself by using those corporations in ways that that help you. So, one example of that might be to have corporations like an LLC, for instance, that can own things like a home or a car. That way, if you are sued personally, they can't take those things from you because you don't own them. Similarly, if the corporations are sued, they can only take what the corporation owns, not the other things. So
if you're going to own things like trusts, if you're going to own things like cars or houses, I recommend a trust as opposed to an LLC or a company. And the reason is that we had this issue. My house was at one point owned by an LLC. We wanted to, be able to move, and turns out that if we take the capital gains on the property, because we built a house on it, that we're going to get taxed full rate on the capital gains if we do that. And so LLCs are
now, don't
not
you have
the
to
best.
Like tell the IRS about that?
What do you mean?
I mean, I've had houses before and sold them, and
where'd the money come from?
What money?
The money for the
house. From
the
buyer?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they're going to want to know, why does your bank account have $200,000 in it?
Yeah, nobody ever asked me that.
No, I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, maybe somebody filed some papers with them or whatever, but I never heard from them.
Good.
So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, and we'll get a chance. We'll hear from Ron Paul as well. Plus, you can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind on the live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. Bring up what you want. And take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So, we'll talk about Johnny Ray's game of the week here. Also, I want to let you know about Cell 411. Now, this is the app of the year. You know, there's a lot of great game apps. But this app is the killer app for your smartphone. Not only is it the best app for anybody who considers themselves to be an activist, because it's an awesome decentralized emergency alerts app. First and foremost, that is why Cell 411 was programmed, was to allow you to send out an alert to your friends or family members or neighbors or even total strangers, members of the public, to let people know something is happening to you. Something has gone wrong, something, you know, bad, like a medical emergency, or something's caught on fire, you've been pulled over, your car's broken down. You know, there's a variety of options when you pull up the little wheel of alerts that you can send.
The wheel of alerts.
Yes, inside Cell 411, and then it'll let your friends know that something is happening in your life, and they can respond. It gives them the opportunity to say that they're available to come help, or that they can't for whatever reason. And it's a great way to connect people together, whether it's an activist group like the folks from COP blackblock.org, or whether it's like a neighborhood watch group or something like that. There's a lot of really cool things you can do with Cell 411. And this last week, Cell 411 got even better. I mean, it was just, you know, it was already probably the best app for phones. Now it's definitely, like, by far the best app, because now it has ride sharing built in. So not only can you now get alerts from people who are having some sort of bad thing happen in their life, you can just also get an alert that'll, and you can turn these off. If you don't want to offer rides to people, you don't have to receive those alerts. But if you're willing to offer rides to people, you know, kind of like Uber or Lyft, but without Uber and Lyft, without the corporations. We were just talking about corporations. Well, you cut the corporations out of the picture here with Cell 411 and connect drivers directly with riders. The driver gets to set their rates. You don't get to do that with Uber and Lyft. With Uber and Lyft, they decide what the rates are. They decide what percentage of the amount earned goes to the drivers. And so far, Uber has lessened that percentage. It was 80%. Then at the end of 2015, they reduced that to 75%. And for a lot of their drivers, they were pretty upset about that. But unfortunately, they don't really have anywhere else to go until now, until Cell 411. So this is yet another reason to get this free app. As my understanding, the iPhone version comes out this week, maybe as soon as today. I don't know if it had come out today or not. But the Android version came out last week. It's working. We tested it. The first Cell 411 ride happened here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I know you're proud of it.
You know, yeah, I am. And I'm hoping that we can take this to the next level and start to make the public aware that this is happening, that, you know, ride sharing is now available here in Keene. It's available around the world. All you have to do is download Cell 411 and encourage other people to do so, and people can give and receive rides. And you can actually also select as the driver what methods of payment you want to receive. So you want to take cash? You can take cash. You want to take Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency? You can do that. You want to receive silver? That's in there as an option as well. Barter is one of the options as well. And credit card. If you happen to have your own credit card processor, you can do that too. So really, it puts the driver in control of their own business, essentially. Cell 411 isn't going to be any good for ride sharing if there aren't entrepreneurs out there promoting it. Because obviously you've got to get the app into the rider's hands in order for them to know that this is happening. So maybe one way to do that would be to go into bars and hand out cards. Like back when Uber started, they would go into places where people might need a ride and hand out free ride coupons to people. Hey, you need a ride home? Just use Uber. We'll give you a free ride. Now, the nice thing about Uber was their corporation was subsidizing those rides. So with Cell 411, you don't have that benefit. You don't have the support of the corporation, but you also don't have all the problems and the tie-downs that the corporation would bring you as well.
But a driver could do it and hand out those, you know, cards like that, and then,
correct,
you know, then they could build their business that way.
They absolutely could. If you're willing to give somebody a free ride and you're willing to spend the gas or the time in order to build your business and build a customer base like that, you certainly could do that.
Yep.
And if you're already an Uber or Lyft driver, you could start to share Cell 411 information with your riders there. If you wanted to. So use those corporations and their networks to quietly build the Cell 411 network as well. So anyway, really excited about Cell 411. You can go and download it at your app store or just go to getcell411.com as we go to Thistle, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Thistle.
Thistle, hey, what's up, Ian?
Yes, what's up? We're doing a radio show. Go ahead.
Sweet. The topic I wanted to bring up was the Bundys, and that at the time that I heard the news on the Bundy case, it was like 45 minutes after it happened. And I was trying my best to call in, but I couldn't get in because I didn't have your phone number. I was trying to Google and everything. And even though
I've
been
missing the phone
number,
it's right there over at freetalklive.com. It should be on the left-hand side of the page. But you found us tonight, so go ahead with your thoughts. You're referring to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, where the people who were charged with that occupation, the various different conspiracy charges and such,
acquitted.
They were, yeah, they won. I mean, they've been acquitted. That's great news.
Yes, it was, and I wish I was the one to bring it to you, but did you hear that his attorney approached
the tased? He got tased. Wow.
Because the Bundys, yeah. because Ammon Bundy, I think.
Ammon and his brother Ryan were not allowed to leave.
Yeah, they were remanded back into custody, and their attorney
For the Nevada case. So
for the older situation, okay, the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their defense attorney was saying you don't have the authority to cage these men because you're acting on behalf of a different jurisdiction, I think, was his point. And so
he said, we'll do what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, also on, I have, can I bring up the water point? But I have another point to bring up if I could.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Go ahead.
Okay. If I got my own bottle of water, like water's like drinking, right? Like water's, we're all water, right? Like, and
70% of us are water, yeah, something like that.
And you can drink it.
And
70% of each of us.
If this is my bottle of water and you're going to tell me, like, to say it's a right is a right, right? And it's not that the government, because we have a right, doesn't mean the government has to deliver. That's all I'm saying. It's like, if the government says you don't have the right to drink, or you don't have the right to breathe, or you don't have the right to think, well, that's my right as a human being.
We're not claiming that's you don't have the right to drink. We would claim that you don't have the right to water. And there's a distinction there, because you have a right to private property, and I'm certainly not going to dispute that, and you can buy water, so therefore you should be able to do
what
you want.
You have a right
to justly acquire private property.
I'm not going to steal anyone's
water. That's what the water is.
I know.
I'm not going to steal anyone's water. I'm just saying I have to drink because I'm human. So that's all I need to say about that. But also I wanted to say is I haven't listened to you Friday or Saturday because I went to Ernest Hancock's and Donna Hancock's house.
How was it there?
What's that?
How was it?
Dude, I'm sure it was really awesome at Ernest Hancock's house. I don't know what I would have asked him why he went to their house. He's referring to
they have debate parties there. They have book signings. You know, they'll do all kinds of stuff at the Hancock's.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, great guys. You know, they do a good show called Declare Your Independence. So, unfortunately, he said the F word, and we just can't let that go out on the radio waves, or else our stations will get in trouble.
Sorry, kids.
Yep, that's something you got to remember here. Even though we're available on the internet, we're also a radio show at the same time. Let's continue here. You can share your thoughts, and we're not going to have time for Ron Paul tonight. I'm going to put that one in the reserve bin because it's a timeless article by Ron Paul about why he refuses to compromise on his principles.
I'd like to get it before the election.
We can do it tomorrow night. It's just more important now, I think, than it has been with the libertarians split over how best to promote these ideas, or to not promote them at all. The ideas of adhering to the non-aggression principle, the idea that you should not be using the threat of force to achieve political or social goals. But coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. What is it? Well, I've already told you it has to do with Doom, mm-hmm. which is probably one of my favorite games of all time, Johnny Ray. So I'm looking forward to this. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. Bring up anything you want. Just don't say the F word. That's one of the things you can't say. And
naughty, naughty.
About six or so other words you shouldn't say on the radio. Otherwise, we have to use the dumb box. And we really don't like to. I mean, I don't want to tell people they can't say.
We've had people get really sort of upset that they got dumped over that. Yeah. I mean, there have been a few people in the past who are like, oh, come on, you could have held me over. Well, we could have, but we don't.
Yeah, you broke the rules. And we don't have very many rules.
And there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, you can always call again. That's true. Once or one call per night. That is a rule here. Anyway, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Plus, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please go to the AMP program, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 per month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right there on the website. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up. It's money that we invest into Free Talk Live to help us promote, to advertise, to market Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations, to spread the ideas of liberty. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Doug is normally in Minnesota, but right now he's in D.C. Calling us from the road. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm at D.C. I was excited to hear about Cell 411 allowing ride-sharing capabilities. Super disappointed with Arcade City, of course, like everyone else seems to be, too. So I thought, what the hell? Downloaded the app, plugged it in. I know that in D.C., my friend Dima, otherwise known as Rasa, who is the community manager for Mycelium Bitcoin wallets, lives here and has driven in the past for Lyft and Uber. And so I said, well, let me set this up here. So I got on there. We kind of arranged in advance to make this happen, and then we tried to use the Cell 411 app, and it seemed to work really well until he picked me up. And then he had no way to show that he actually picked me up. But everything else worked really well. There's some bugs in the system. It's new.
Right.
So we're totally confused about how does he show that he picked me up, and how do I show that it shows that we accepted the rides from each other. You know, I got his phone number, his picture was in there, Dean was available, requested and accepted, and he showed the same thing. It was really slick, actually. I'm impressed with it because it's actually working. Two bugs still, it seems like.
Yeah, it's the first version that has come out, but it does everything that Arcade City had promised to do and has never actually delivered on, unfortunately. And I still hope Arcade City can get it together and become a real competitor.
Competition's great.
In this space, but they've been beaten to market, and they've been beaten badly by Cell 411. And from what I've seen, Virgil Vaduva, who's the creator over there at Cell 411, he's always responsive to user input.
Really fast.
Yeah. In fact, there's one called there's a group on Facebook called Cell 411 Users Group, and I would highly recommend anybody who's interested in seeing Cell 411 continue to develop, join that group, and then post your feedback there. You know, if you got screenshots, post those. But give them the user experience. Let them know what happened, what you feel went wrong, and you know, they'll take that under advisement. And they're issuing new versions of this software very, very often. So it wouldn't surprise me if those bugs got squashed real fast. Hey, Doug, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you as we continue here. Let's go to Scott, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WTMA. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thanks. I wanted to respond to Tony. I normally can follow what he says pretty well. But when he was talking about, you know, mandatory arbitration,
mm-hmm.
and he said you can't sue a corporation, is that correct?
He said you can't sue a business. You can't bring a business to trial
because of the Arbitration Act.
I'm not sure exactly what that verbiage means, but when he was talking about it, I just saw an article in the last few days. A woman sued the Johnson & Johnson Corporation over talcum powder. She said gave her cancer. She was just awarded $70 million. That's one individual suing a large corporation. You're familiar with Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly wrong. Tony... I get where he's coming from. He feels like arbitration is a mandatory provision based on the American Arbitration Act, but it's just, or whatever it was called. But he's just wrong about that. What he's referring to is the fact that arbitration appears in contracts with corporations very frequently, and he believes it's mandatory. I see no evidence that is the case. And as you pointed out here, if you go and buy shampoo from Johnson & Johnson, you have not entered into a contract with them. So clearly, whatever arbitration provisions they might, you know, want to apply to you are not going to. So I think you make a good point. Scott, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I'm enjoying the show very much. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Ralph in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. Hello, Ralph. Are you drunk?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
How's that sound?
I don't know. How about you, buddy? How's your Sunday night going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
It sounds like it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was just
drinking? Heavily?
Thinking about history.
Drinking and thinking about history. Okay. What part of history would you like
to
share with us?
Drinking.
No? You just sound like
I'm
it.
I'm not drinking at all.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Yep, you're excused. Thanks for the call. All right, so Johnny Ray's game of the week.
Yes.
What is it? Is Doom but something new?
Well, hold your horses there for
a second. Not the new Doom. Not the new...
You want to talk about video games, and we will talk about video games. But before we do, I want to assure all the listeners that I am ready to talk about Chapter 3 of Economics in One Lesson. I have pages of tiny notebook pages.
I read it right before the show.
I have not read it.
Chapter 3, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
But Chapter 3 is an excellent, it's a phenomenal chapter.
All four pages, I didn't do it.
It's called
The Blessings of Destruction. And it's basically, it seems to be a very specific...
It's about doom.
It sounds like a metal band.
A specific refutation of the idea that World War II made America and Europe prosperous.
All right.
And
you're calling me out because I didn't do it.
And Mark didn't do it until just before the show. It's a fantastic chapter, and there's some other additional concepts in there that I think are very important.
All right, we'll get into it.
For the three of us to talk about.
All right, thank you, Johnny. Game of the week.
Doom RL.
This is not the new Doom. This is not the one that just came out, the first-person shooter, the remake that they just made. This is completely different.
Yeah, and I think it's about 10 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's been around for a while.
So it's new to you.
Yeah, I just discovered it a couple days ago. I was watching a YouTube video about roguelikes, and a roguelike is...
That's what the RL stands for?
Yeah. Yeah, roguelike is a genre of video game that I've played a lot of these style games over the past couple of years.
I'm not familiar with the roguelike.
Oh, well, it's from the first iteration was a game called Rogue from 1980.
So it's like Rogue.
Like that game. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. And in Rogue, you had a fantasy thief, I think, exploring a dungeon. And it features permadeath, so you would go into the dungeon and you would get as far in as you could. You would be leveling your guy up along the way, but then he dies eventually, and that's the end of the game. And it tracks some stats and stuff for you, and you try it again. So I've lost my internet connection, but that's okay. Oh, yeah. From Wikipedia, roguelike is a subgenre of role-playing video games characterized by a dungeon crawl through procedurally generated game levels, turn-based gameplay, tile-based graphics, and permanent death of the player character.
All right.
So this is Doom. Now, Doom, you and I know Doom as a first-person shooter.
A classic 20-plus-year-old game that came out when I was in high school, and it was just truly evolutionary in the realm of action combat games.
Uh-huh, and the environment, and the, I don't know what the word is that
I'm looking
for. It
was the first true 3D feeling game, and that was very, very dark, and evil characters, monsters. You were like basically taking on the hordes of hell with a shotgun.
Did you create a dungeon for Doom?
I made a level that was based on the school cafeteria where I went to school. But we got to talk about this RL version. So this is a top-down
perspective. It's turn-based. It's still fast-paced. The way it works is basically you've got a top-down map and it's unexplored. You know, you only know what you can see there. Mm-hmm. And as you move through the level,
you're revealing the level. Shooting bad guys.
Yeah.
With the same sound effects.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What is that?
One of the bad guys. So you're shooting the bad guys, back at you.
Yep, and you've got the soundscape from the original Doom game, so it feels you've got that Doom feeling.
And are the levels random, or because you said procedurally generated, is that...
That's characteristic of a roguelike.
Uh-huh.
I think that in Doom RL, I think the maps might be authored.
And this is a fan game. This is a fan game, so it's free to download?
Mm-hmm. It's free.
Where does one get this?
Google Rogue RL. You can get it from
Doom RL.
Thank you, Doom RL. And you can get it from their website.
Thank you, Johnny Ray. Appreciate that. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. That was Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, Doom RL.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.